Welcome back to Texans Huddle, coming to you from NRG Park as the Houston Texans are taking the field behind us in this, the first week of training camp. And Drew, as I mentioned before the break, we continue our summer tour of meeting the coaches. You and your crew here had a chance to sit down with all of them. We've saved one of the best for last, Nest, running backs coach Charles London.
Yeah, Charles has a really fascinating story. He played college football at Duke. He's bounced around, you know, at various coaching spots. DP Sidhu got to sit down with him, and man, that's not a bad gig. You get to come in and you coach a guy like Arian Foster and some guys behind him.
When I graduated from school, I did an internship at Disney's Wide World of Sports down in Florida as kind of an event intern kind of deal. And so I got hired after 8 months there. And the guy who ran the place down there, his name was Bill Squires. He got the job to open the new Cleveland Browns Stadium when they came back to the league in 99. And he knew I was a football fan. He said, it's not really coaching, but maybe it's a little closer to maybe what you maybe want to do eventually. So I'll never forget, he called me up on a Saturday and said, I'm going to offer you the job as the assistant stadium manager in Cleveland. He said, the only thing is, I have to know by 8 a.m. Monday morning if you want to move to Cleveland with me from Orlando. So I made the jump, went with him, and learned a lot. I knew nothing about stadium management at the time, but he taught me a lot, and I learned a lot from the people around. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to work there for 2 years, and then was contacted by the Kraft family, who was opening Gillette Stadium. So I accepted a job there as a director of stadium operations for them. So I kind of worked on the demolition of the old Foxborough Stadium and then opening the new Gillette Stadium. And not only did we do football there, we did soccer, the New England Revolution. We did concerts. You know, we did events in the club lounges. So I kind of oversaw that. And then after I kind of felt like that was up and running, I always knew in the back of my mind I wanted to coach football and made the leap from there.
After all this building construction, all this experience, you thought, no, I really want to do coaching.
I really want to do coach. That's right. I finally know what I want to do, so I'm going to go do it.
So you called up your old coach at Duke.
Yeah.
And you wanted to get back into school, right?
I did. Ted Roof, who recruited me to Duke out of high school, got the head job there in 2004. And I called him and told him, look, you know, coach, I want to get into coaching. Is there anything I can do? And all he had at the time was a defensive GA spot. So as anybody knows, a GA is a graduate assistant. So it's kind of like starting at the bottom of the totem pole. So I left my job there in New England and went back to Duke to start my coaching career.
All right, so there at Duke is when you cross paths with Bill O'Brien. And a lot of people say when they meet Bill O'Brien, they remember that experience. But you actually had a really good first impression on O'Brien yourself. Can you talk about that first time that you met him?
Yeah, after I spent a year as a defensive graduate assistant, I knew I wanted to coach offensive football. And at that time, Coach Roof was hiring a new offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien. And so I was sent to pick him up at the airport. And I knew that if I wanted to work for him as an offensive GA, I probably had about 20 minutes to make an impression on him from when I picked him up to the airport to when we got back to the campus. So I remember I went back to my computer. I printed off a picture of him, went to the airport and started looking for him. That's right. I didn't want to get the wrong guy. So I printed off a picture and found him. And we had a good conversation on the car ride back to campus, and I got the job to be his offensive GA. So that's kind of how we crossed paths.
And for more on how Coach London and head coach Bill O'Brien move forward from Arian Foster's groin injury, tune in to Texans training camp today, tonight at 10 o'clock, right here on Fox Sports Southwest. Stay with us.